From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, October 21st, 2013. Here are some stories that made the news from October 18th through the 21st. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail, a 25-year-old Catskill man has been honored for heroism after saving a man from a burning vehicle Monday, October 14th on Route 145 in Cairo. Joseph DiStefano stopped to call the fire department when he realized what he saw was a car with the driver trapped inside. DiStefano managed to pull the driver from the car through the back seat and out the vehicle's rear passenger side window. The driver, a man in his 20s, was taken to Albany Medical Center with a broken leg. DiStefano was presented with commendations by the Cairo Hose Company, the Town of Cairo, and the Greene County Legislature in a ceremony Saturday, October 20th at the Cairo Firehouse. Cairo Town Supervisor Ted Banta called the feat a remarkable act of heroism and inspiration. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Ariel Zangler reported in the Daily Freeman, the Greene County Legislature voted unanimously Wednesday, October 16th, to sell the former Villa Maria Resort to the Hunter Foundation. The foundation will pay $276,000 plus 2013 school taxes for the parcel. The county took ownership of the property on State Route 23A through foreclosure proceedings and offered it for sale at an auction last year. The county ultimately rejected the bids it received. At one point, the town of Hunter considered purchasing the property, but decided it was an endeavor not very well suited to them. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper, the village of Chatham has hired a new police chief. The village board appointed Peter Volkman to fill the part-time position last week. Volkman serves as the part-time police chief for the town of Stockport as well. He will remain in that position. According to Mayor Tom Curran, Volkman will work 20 hours per week as chief of the Chatham Force, the same as his predecessors. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail, the 50th Hannaford Supermarket in the state of New York celebrated its grand opening in Cairo over the weekend. The 35,000-square-foot facility is located at 223 Main Street, the former site of Slater's Great American, which closed late last year. As part of its grand opening, the company handed out $14,000 in donations to local organizations. Recipients included the Angelo Canna Town Park, the Northern Catskill Youth Association, the Cairo Public Library, and the Cairo-Durham Central School District. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Melanie Lukochevic in the Daily Mail reports that voters in Athens decide on the D.R. Everett's library budget in an election Tuesday, October 22nd from noon until 9 p.m. The proposed budget includes a $4,600 increase to upgrade computers for library patrons. The proposed 2014 budget covers increases in core operating and facility expenses for the upcoming year, Board President Sue Palmer says. Beyond these, the library uses its anticipated grants and donations to cover programming, extra technology, additions to the permanent collection, and capital projects. There are also three seats on the board to be decided, with two incumbents, Jane Hale and Charles D'Agostino, seeking re-election, and no one else running. The vote is at the library at 82nd Street in Athens. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Taking a look at the weather for Columbia and Greene counties, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 65 and a low tonight of 40. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with showers likely earlier in the day with a high around 56, and Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Wednesday there's a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 51. Wednesday night there's a chance of rain showers before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers until 2 a.m. with a low around 30. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 47, and Thursday night will be cloudy with a low around 29. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 21st, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.